With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
We're recording, right? Good. Excellent.
We're recording. Right.
Let's wait until the,
you know what we should do? We should leave in the bits where we're like getting the level sorted and stuff at the beginning because it sounds quirky then.
Yeah. It's a good point, actually. I might do that. So, what's the situation with the soft bakes?
Okay. I think we need to inform the listeners what a soft bake is in case they don't know.
Right. So, a soft bake.
The soft bake is somewhere in between a cereal bar and a cake bar.
Hmm. And you're eating that for breakfast rather than having a proper breakfast, such as we used to.
No, not every day, though. It's just days when I get up really late.
Yeah. So, you decide that for breakfast, occasionally you have porridge. But usually when you get up for breakfast, what you do is you just grab some sort of cake thing.
Well,
but because it says cereal bar.
Yeah, but when you have to get up so early.
Yeah, okay.
I do have to get up early.
Well, I think we've got some level there, so let's start, shall we?
Let's.
Hello, welcome to another edition of sort of like the Generation Game, but without the cuddly toy. There's one for the teenagers. But that's the point. It's me, Martin Kellner, an old white man, trying to understand the world of the teenager with my 17-year-old daughter, Ruth.
Hello.
Hi, Ruth. She's going to explain, explain all sorts of stuff. We'll talk a little bit about gender, about the gender stuff that's going around, amongst other issues. And I can possibly tell her about red phone boxes. And also the advantage for me is by doing the podcast, it's the one chance I get to talk to her. Because normally if I start talking to you, Ruth, you're Snapchatting.
Only if you're not saying something interesting. I think that people think it's a bad thing that we're like constantly on our phones, whatever, and we don't get time to talk. But really, it just makes everyone a lot more interesting because you've really got to work hard to hold someone's attention.
So I'm not working hard enough to grab your
attention. No, sometimes you are.
You know, when you come in from school and I say, "How was school today?" and then you just immediately Snapchatting your friends or
that's not even true. You're making this up for effect.
For editorial purposes.
Yeah.
So, first question I'm going to talk about is clothes. Because you had a clear out of some of your clothes the other day. So I've got a load of clothes of yours.
Yeah.
So, which look perfectly serviceable, perfectly wearable to me. Why do you need so many clothes? I mean, a lot of blokes will be asking their teenage daughters this. Why do you need so many clothes?
First of all, I'm going to give you the practicality argument. Mm. I would say you need at least 3 or 4 sets of clothes. For wash, you know, while one's in the wash, whatever. Then you're going to need different sets of clothes or different bits of clothes for occasions, you know. So that's practical, right?
So there'll be some clothes that, because occasions don't crop up that often. So say we're invited.
Oh, excuse me.
Well, come on, how often? What do you call an occasion?
Oh, well, just if, you know, if I'm going out for dinner, then I'm not going to wear the same things as I wear. Like, if I'm going out to dinner with my friends for, like, a birthday meal, then I'm not going to wear the same things I wear to college every day.
But sometimes you go out for dinner, just go out for dinner. I mean, sometimes you say, oh, I don't want anything to eat tonight, I'm going out for dinner with my friends.
No, that's like when I'm going to Subway.
Oh, that's just Subway, is it?
Yeah, I feel like I just go and I've not asked you or anything, then I'm probably just going to Subway.
I wonder how many fathers know exactly what their daughter's Subway sandwich is. Because I know you always get a tuna melt on hearty Italian with onion sauce.
Sweet
onion sauce. That's what you always get. Do you think that's a sign of good parenting? The fact if you know,
is it a sign of good parenting that I've been to Subway enough times with you that you know my order? I've got my second point about the clothes. Aestheticism, the art movement, which
aestheticism. If you and now here's something I can teach you. Asceticism.
Asceticism.
Yeah, hang on. Asceticism, that means exact opposite of you. If you're ascetic.
No,
it means,
I'm saying aestheticism.
Yeah, but aestheticism, yeah, that's fine. That's the aesthetics of it, which means how artistic it is, etc. But what you said first was asceticism, and anybody who wants can rewind and find that was what you said, which is different. That's
I don't think anyone will want to do that.
No,
whatever.
I don't think they will either. But that's like a monk who's ascetic, you know, who's just having.
Hold on, that's the exact opposite of me.
Yeah, it's the exact opposite. Okay. It's a priest who just has one item of clothing and will sit, and doesn't have a special order at Subway, will sit there with one cob of brown bread and a glass of water. That's ascetic. Ascetic. It's different.
Say, yeah.
I'm teaching you something here.
Okay, ascetic, aestheticism.
Aestheticism.
Right. But I want to talk about aestheticism.
Yeah.
It's a movement that Oscar Wilde and Harold Bloom, and it's the like quote, like the tagline. I don't know whether it is a tagline. It's not like washing machines live longer with Calgon or anything, but I would say their tagline is art for the sake of art.
Art for art's sake.
Art for art's sake. And that is clothing, art for art's sake. There's no reason behind it. I have more clothes than I need, but I like clothes. Shoot me.
Well, no, what you see, well, of course you like clothes, a lot of women like clothes, but you said to me before, the clothes say who I am.
They don't say who I am, but...
That's what you said,
Yeah, I stand by it.
Yeah, in what respect does buying some mass-produced item from Topshop say who you are? It says who you are, and about 12 million other girls are.
Maybe we're all very similar, I don't know, but... Not all my clothes are from like Topshop and stuff. I've got some more like individual.
Yes, from more expensive boutiques, but
no, not from. I've not got any clothes from that are more expensive than Topshop. No, no. Urban Outfitters is the most expensive place at Topshop.
Hmm. But the clothes say who you are, so that's your statement really as to who you are, and you just want to be one of the group because all your friends wear similar clothes to you.
No, not all my friends wear similar clothes to me at all. But I would also say that. You tend to see in groups that they all have similar styles because they're similar people, because you hang around with similar people to you. So what you're saying backs up what I'm saying. Yeah.
Let me put something else to you away from clothes. Now, I was having a chat with my friend Will, right? And we were talking about sexual harassment, which obviously...
From clothes to sexual harassment. Nice. Nice transition.
Thank you. Let's move on. I'm not looking for criticism here. So, sexual harassment. We were saying, and he's mid-50s, I'm a little bit older than him, and we were talking about the MP who has got into trouble and had to give up his job because he allegedly put his hand on a woman's knee. Okay?
Yeah.
And we were saying... He's an MP, he's in public life. You can sort of see how that might happen. But in general terms, these days, and he's got young daughters, you know, the same age, more or less similar age to yourself. And he was saying all their dating is done, a little bit older than you maybe, all their dating is done on Tinder. Mm-hmm. And what he was saying is that in the old days, before Tinder, when he or I might have been out dating, you would make a move.
Can we not talk about how you were once
dating? I know, it's a terrible thing to think of. A long, long, long time ago. Just don't even think about it. But let's talk about Will then. When he was out dating, if he wanted to make a move on a woman, he said he went through agonies. You know, he'd go to the pictures with a girl. She'd say, oh, yes, I'll go to the pictures with you. He'd go to the pictures with her. Then he'd go through agonies, wondering, dare I make a move? It was always up to the guy to make the first move. So he would go through agonies, wondering, and I remember this myself, and sometimes you wouldn't make a move at all, even when the woman probably wanted you to make a move because you were too shy and nervous to make a move. So he said you'd go through agonies, thinking if you make a move on a woman, then eventually you would make a move on a woman. And if she didn't want, if it was unwelcome, she would brush you away and say no, or she'd move the other way. She'd make it fairly clear to you that your move on her was unwelcome. And he says, and I have to agree, nobody's come up with this analogy, but he says that's sort of like these days you swipe right or you swipe left. And he says the woman, you know, rejecting the move is swiping left. And if she accepts the move, it's swiping right. And we're saying, how can you go back into history and apply the standards that apply now in the age of the internet that apply, you know, to events that happened years ago.
I don't know what the question is.
The question is, do you agree with what some people call...
Oh, well, no, it's a complete... First of all, the Tinder analogy doesn't work at all.
Why?
Because it's a completely different situation because you're not there in person and you're not actually touching a woman. I would also say that the power balance is the most important thing in here. So you've got an MP who holds a lot of power. The whole... The problem with the sexual assault thing is not anything to... It's all to do with who holds the power and who has it. That's why Harvey Weinstein was allowed to get away with what he did for so long. And I know that this MP is not to the same degree of Harvey Weinstein at all. And no one's suggesting that. But the power is the same. And until power shifts more into the hands of women, then that's what we're going to have. And I would also say that on a date, the idea of a first move and, oh, will he hold my hand, like this idea... is completely different because the woman's already agreed to go on a date with you. They weren't on a date. That's the point.
Yes. Well, I think everybody, you know, even my, even the reviled old white men like me and my mate Will, even we wouldn't conflate, you know, sexual assault that Harvey Weinstein did with what...
Yeah, but I don't understand what your question was.
Well, the question is, well, all right, to make it a very simple question, do you think there's a bit of a witch hunt on now? Do you think...
Yeah, but maybe there's a witch hunt because no one was hunted for so long.
Yeah, well, that's a fair point. That's a fair point.
And things are just... Yeah, the power balance just has to tip more because it hasn't. And also, the problem is that we have these things with, like, Harvey Weinstein or whatever, you know, these men who have abused this power in such a terrible way. And still, what there's the fear of, and it happened with, like, racism, is that racism stops in the traditional way that we imagine it. You know, no one calls black people the N-word or makes them sit on the other side of the bus anymore. But it just... I've heard a lot of black people talk about it really eloquently, about how it just morphs into another thing. It doesn't go away, it just changes. And I think the same thing can be said about women's rights, is it doesn't go away, it just changes. Yeah. And it changes enough for people not to notice it anymore.
Okay, although women are 50% of the population. Do you know what I mean? We're not talking about minority, we're not talking about
minority. Well, persecuted, yeah.
Really?
Minority, no.
Yeah. Okay. Let's change the subject again and talk about the difference between sexuality and gender.
No, because you said we were going to talk about gender, and I said, are we talking about gender or are we talking about sexuality? And then you said,
well,
one
of our many listeners to the first podcast said to me, said there's 162 states in the contemporary gender spectrum, including lithromantic, L-I-T-H-R-O-M-A-N-T.
Oh, I looked at what it was and I've forgotten.
That's what I like. This is professionalism you've inherited from your father here.
No, I honestly did look at what it was and now I've forgotten.
Really? Have you got your phone?
Yeah, I do.
Well, have
a
look at your phone.
If
only there's a resource that tells you lithromantic.
But gender and sexuality,
tell me the difference.
So gender is what you identify as.
Does anybody
male,
in your school
female,
identify
non-binary
as anything other than male or female?
None of my like close circle of friends, which I assume you would share it with, but I'm sure lots of people in my school do, since there's 2,400 of us. I'm 100% certain that there's people in my drama group. There's at least like one boy who identifies as like non-binary.
And what does that mean, non-binary?
Non-binary just means you don't identify either as male or female, but you're not transgender.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found. That project manager I could never seem to hire? And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Right. So you wouldn't, because a transgender person might still identify as male. Mm. Yeah. Shall look up Liz Romantic.
You look up Liz Romantic. We're going to talk a little bit about La La Land shortly.
Good.
Because, yes, my view on La La Land was it was just a heap of dross.
Oh, no, right. You like to say this because it's not popular. No, because it is popular, but that's the not popular view.
Yeah.
Oh, Liz Romantic is a romantic orientation on the aromantic spectrum. Someone who is Liz Romantic can feel romantic attraction towards others and also enjoy being in romantic relationships, but only in theory.
Right.
So I think that sounds like that most sounds like people.
So they're not...
No, they're not aromantic because they can imagine...
Aromantic means you're not romantic at all.
Well, aromantic and asexual are different things. So someone could be... I mean, it's probably not the most common thing, but someone could be bisexual aromantic. So they wouldn't imagine about, like, holding someone's hand or, like, getting married or whatever, but they would
have sex.
Yeah.
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 And lithromantic means...
You can imagine romantic scenarios, but only
not,
in theory.
You don't want to be involved. You wouldn't actually do it.
But you can see yourself in it in theory, I think. But I've not spoken to anyone who's lithromantic, so...
So why did you and the Academy find La La Land so
Me
good?
And the Academy.
You and the Academy. Whereas I thought, well, that's a heap of nonsense.
Because it is...
There's one tune, really.
It is literally an instant classic because of the way... No, listen.
Okay, go on.
Because of the way that it's shot, because of the colours, and because of Emma Stone and Ryan Gosling's acting together, and because they've worked together in previous films. You know, because in, like, MGM films and stuff, how they would have the same man and woman playing together in lots of things, because you can see them together.
How do you mean, like Gene Kelly and...
Gene Kelly and...
Oh, no, you think of Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers.
Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers, yeah.
Yeah, just point of order, that's not MGM, they were RKO Radio Pictures.
Really, sorry, just honestly, I can't believe I've come here and I've said that. I'm so embarrassed.
All right, but MGM musicals were the ones with Frank Sinatra, Gene Kelly and...
Yeah. But so... Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers would always play together.
Hmm.
And we've seen Emma Stone and Ryan Gosling in Crazy Stupid Love together, so we know them as a couple, we like them as a couple. And so that, it instantly feels like warm and fuzzy. Do you know what I mean?
Well, that's something that's warm and fuzzy, but it's not...
Yeah, but what's the problem with something being warm and fuzzy? Do you find Singing in the Rain warm and fuzzy?
No, I find Singing in the Rain an absolute classic. Now, that is a classic, Singing in the Rain.
That is a classic. But
because Gene Kelly is a brilliant acrobatic dancer,
but
and Debbie
Ryan
Reynolds
Gosling
is a great dancer.
Very good in it.
No, you know, I mean, not in the same. No. You're wrong.
Not in the same way
as Gene Kelly
was.
Or Fred Astaire.
Also,
and those people.
The theme of the struggling artist is universal.
Yeah.
Do you know what? It
but
is.
It was silly, wasn't it?
It wasn't silly. Why was it silly?
Well, you know, you had him with the jazz guy.
The music's really good as well.
No, the music is...
The music is really good, Dad. I don't like you saying the music's not good when it is good. Also, you can say... I don't mind you saying I didn't like the film, but it is a good film. Objectively. I don't know the difference between subjective and objective. Objectively, it is a good film.
No, objectively, it's
No, you can say you don't like it, but you can't say it's not a good film.
Well,
you can't
like
say it's a pile of dross. You can say, personally, I didn't like it, but I can appreciate that it's a... creative and well-edited film.
Yeah. And I said it was a pile of dross, not a pile of driss. That's a different thing altogether. Tell me, I look at what's going to happen in the future,
And do I you? Think, yeah, how I do. Are you doing that? You've got a crystal ball.
No, yeah, well, I look at what the papers say about...
the papers. What are they happen. Speaking to a lot of teenagers all of a sudden? Or?
No, the papers aren't speaking to any teenagers because you don't read them. But as a parent, it's quite interesting. And I just wondered whether you were excited by the future or whether you were fearful.
I'm excited by my own future and... You know, growing up and moving out. Like, I'm excited by that, but I'm not excited
by...
You're
about moving out? Why would that be?
By future, I'm excited by, my personal future.
By the immediate future.
My personal life and future and whatever. Like, the next 5 years, I'm excited for that. Like, but I'm not really excited about mankind's future.
No, but I mean...
Global warming worries me a lot.
Yeah, what else worries you?
What else worries me? Donald Trump worries me.
Yeah.
Nuclear war.
Well, you don't need to worry about Donald Trump, and you probably don't need to worry about nuclear war. I think what you need to worry about is things like owning a car and owning a house and all that
stuff.
Oh,
no, that worries me, yeah. No, I'm not excited about that.
No, well, you wouldn't be excited about that because it's getting harder.
Well, I might not ever own a house.
No, we said that last week.
Yeah, we said that last week.
How do you feel about yoga? See, that's another thing that's difficult for you. I mean,
very excited for the future of yoga.
Do you like yoga?
I like yoga. I think it gets a bit hippy-dippy, and that's not personally my tastes. No. But yoga fan. I would give yoga a tick.
Yeah, and what about beauty tips? Do you have any? Because
do you want me to give beauty tips?
Well, you could do. Well, all these YouTubers...
This is a new segment. Do you have beauty segments?
Well, I'm not going to give them, am I?
So, hey, put yourself down.
Thank you. You know, because all these YouTubers that are all very successful, they give
beauty tips.
Yeah, have you got
so
any?
So you're trying to tap into that market.
I'm trying to tap into any market.
I've got a beauty tip. I've got a tip for putting on eyelashes. You need to put them on your eye.
Yeah.
And then see if they're the right size, because some people do it. And then you need to cut them if they're not the right size, because you can cut them.
Okay.
And then put the glue on.
Oh, what sort of glue? Is it
eyelash glue?
Eyelash glue, and that's washable then and everything. It's not like super glue.
No, but it dries. It stays.
Oh, right.
And then you want to leave it for a second to let that dry a little bit, and then put it onto your eye. And then you want to wait for that to be entirely dry before you put a coat of mascara on.
All right. Do a lot of people get that wrong?
It's really hard. You've just got to practice it a lot.
Yeah.
Oh, you know Kendall Jenner, who's one of the Jenner Kardashian, that whole family, says never touch your face.
Touch your face?
Yeah, in public. Never touch your face.
Ah, why is that?
Because of all the germs and the oils.
Mad as a mongoose?
Kendall. No, Kendall's not mad.
She's one of the ones that's not mad.
Yeah, she's the young one. She's friends with like Gigi Hadid.
Who's Gigi Hadid?
Hadid.
What's his name? Hadid or Hadid?
Hadid.
And is it a she or a he?
She. Gigi.
Gigi Hadid.
Yeah.
Right. Tell me
she's
about
a model.
Gigi Hadid. She's a model.
Yeah, she's a model, and I think she walked for Victoria's Secret.
Ah, right.
With Kendall, and then they're like really good friends. They were friends when they were kids and stuff. But Kendall says, never touch your face.
Ah, and who do you admire in public life? Kendall Jenner, clearly you admire Kendall Jenner.
No, I wouldn't say I admire Kendall Jenner, but I follow her on Instagram.
Yeah. Well, yes.
There's a difference.
Is she following you on Instagram?
She's not.
No.
She's not following me.
How many people has she got following her?
How many people has she got following her? 7 million, maybe? I don't know, tons.
Yeah.
Do you want me to look
up? Yeah, look it up. I'm just wondering why everybody's so obsessed with Instagram. Get Kendall Jenner up and see how many followers Kendall Jenner's got on Instagram.
86.4 million.
86.4
million? Yeah, I didn't realise
she'd
have that many. Yeah.
Wow. 86.4 million.
Yeah, and Kim has 106 million.
Right,
so Kim's married to Kanye.
Yeah.
Kim Kardashian West.
Yes. Are you interested in the Kardashians? Obviously are.
I'm not like... Well, no, because I don't watch Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
What's the most popular television program among 17-year-olds at your school? You know, amongst you
currently,
and your friends, currently.
Oh, people are obsessed with this thing called End of the Fucking World.
And do you watch that?
I've not watched it yet. It's on Netflix. Well, it was originally on E4. But now it's on Netflix, and it's only 8 episodes long, and there are only 20 minutes each, and there's only one series. But people talk about it all the time.
Why? What happens?
Apparently,
it's
just really good. It's about...
Is it a comedy?
No, it's like Yeah, it's a comedy, but it's also kind of dramedy. Yeah, it's like a dark comedy, I think. Basically, it's about a boy and he thinks he's a psychopath and it's kind of a road trip thing.
Right.
But people... It's Netflix TV shows that people like the most. People watch them.
Because you, I mean, you still watch ordinary telly because you're always watching The Big Bang Theory. Or is that,
oh, no,
is that
but I
so
don't watch
overnight?
That like... I don't watch it like, oh, I sit down every Thursday night and I don't binge watch or anything. I just watch it, like pop it on.
Pop it
if
on.
If I'm like
eating. Yeah. Dance Moms, you always watch that?
No, not anymore. It's finished.
Oh, well, so can I delete those recordings we've got of Dance Moms?
Yeah, I don't know why they're recording. Maybe it's finished.
It's on Series Link. Every time I go to the...
I think she's gone to prison.
Oh,
Abby,
she
Lee
has.
Miller,
Abby's
she's gone to prison.
The big, large lady.
She's the big, large lady, yeah.
Well,
no,
I don't know what you're allowed
prison.
To say these days. Are you allowed to say someone's
fat? You could
just
say she's the... Well, yeah, although someone...
Oh, she gone to prison. She won't hear me fat-shaming her.
This woman who I can't remember her name, I'm not going to remember it. And she was saying she hates it when people call her curvy or plus size or chubby or, curvaceous.
So are you
and she was like, I'm fat and it's fine to call me fat. Let's
oh,
stop
right.
thinking fat is such
so
a bad word.
So is fat now all right? Can you call people
No,
fat?
One woman said, oh. I would prefer it if you call me fat because that's what I am. I'm not curvy. You can say they're big.
You can say big, large.
Just go big.
That's big. Yeah, that's all right.
No, you can say fat, but I just don't... I don't know, I'm not... I wouldn't class myself as fat, so I probably...
Well, of course you're
probably
not.
Ask
you're
someone
slim.
Who's fat. And then see what they... That's what people need to do more, is just ask the people who are the people what they want to be called.
Ask the people who are the people. So, excuse me, large person. What can I call you? Can I call you fat, chubster?
No, that's what I'm saying. No, I'm saying just ask the...
Is it not weary? You see, you sound weary by... Are you not wearied by...
I'm wearied
all the
by...
political correctness these
yeah,
days?
Yeah, but then I'm also just like, just let people get on with it. Mm. Do you know what I mean?
Well,
I agree. If we go back to the whole gender thing, people get their knickers in a twist about... this many genders and someone wants to identify as this and someone wants to identify as that. If it's not hurting you, then why do you even care?
So you're pretty chilled about most things, aren't you, really?
I am so chill. No, I'm not. No, I am. I don't know.
You're so chilled, you don't even know that you're chilled.
I think that some people... This is just a step. So before we had no definitions because people didn't believe that any of these things existed.
Yeah.
Now we've got tons of definitions and eventually... Hopefully, we'll have no definitions again because people can just be
what they want to be.
And I think some people also get annoyed if someone doesn't want to. If someone's like, "I'm not male, I'm not female, but I'm just here," people get annoyed about that as well.
Mm.
So just let people be.
Let people be what they want to be. Be what you want to be. Go where you want to go. Just like Fleetwood Mac. Yeah,
we're done.
Don't want to do too much, do you really?
Well, look, short but sweet.
Yeah, leave them wanting, I say.
We should leave on a cliffhanger.
What are we going to talk about next time?
What are we going to talk about?
Cliffhanger.
We want to say what we're going to talk about next time and then we're going to stop.
Yeah, just say
I don't
we're
know.
Not doing too much. Well, that's not a cliffhanger. You who said you wanted to end on a cliffhanger?
Let's talk.
What do you think is going to be interesting? An interesting point of conflict?
I thought it was going to be interesting a week.
Well, the same thing that's going to be interesting now and was
no,
interesting
probably
not. 6 years ago.
Yeah. Oh, we know what we should do.
What?
No, I was going to say we should talk about teas, like herbal teas, but then I decided that's probably not a great idea.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's leave you with that fantastic cliffhanger. Next time, we may very well talk about herbal teas.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.